spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely-there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
Because someone has to say it, and no one does it better than Inez Says.
Hey there, and I welcome you back to the Inez Says Podcast. Got Inez with you today. Thanks so much for being here. As always, you can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You can find it right there on the front page of the WDBO app in WDBO.com. And I invite you to join me for Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Be sure to stream us right there in the WDBO app. All right, let's go ahead and hear from Brian Kilmeade here on the Inez Says Podcast. Today, of course, you can hear Brian every weekday on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580 from 9 to noon after our show. And we talk about an array of topics today. I start off with a controversial topic that has been in the headlines and will continue to be in the political headlines throughout the next 6 months, and that is abortion. Here's my chat with Brian Kilmeade now. You never talk about abortion. You never talk about religion on the air. Well, the topic of abortion, Brian, has been front and center here. I don't think it's going away. I know the former president, Donald Trump, tried to find a middle ground earlier this week with that announcement, you know, that whatever the states decide is the law of the land. He's trying to outfox the foxes here with this announcement politically. Question is, Brian, is he going to be able to find this middle ground? Because the Democrats are going to try to prevent that from happening.
I will say this. I wish those days were back. Abortion and religion not on the air. There's almost no upside to it. I just think some of the most religious people I know talk about it. You know, they could be reading the Bible every day. No one ever talked about it. Now we have people going, yeah, I read the Bible today. We do this. We do that. You don't, so I'm going to condemn you. You do go to church. I'm going to salute you. I don't know where this came from, but I just thought that their religion should be private. When it comes to abortion, it's such a red-hot issue. People stayed away because it was basically looked at as a set of law. That was overturned, and now it's been nonstop. I mean, now we're talking about the weeks and when babies can feel pain and making Democrats come out and say, okay, name the week. Mm. Name the week. You don't like six. I got it. You're not happy with 12. Europe says 15. Mm. You're saying 24. Really, with what we know about sonograms? And now you're saying, well, what about none of your business? Okay, so after the ninth month? Well, they didn't say that. Well, what are you going to say? And for Republicans, are they for a total ban? No. Well, why don't you say that? Well, we want to leave it up to the states. Now, a state like Arizona yesterday shocked everybody by saying there was a law in 1864 made abortion illegal. We're going back to that. And now even Carrie Lake says, we're not going back to that. I'm not for that, even though she was more for that in 2022 than now. So she says, you know, put it on the ballot. When you put that on the ballot, it has not worked for Republicans because for pro-lifers especially, it brings a lot of people to the ballot box in Kansas and Ohio. And there are more Democrats for abortion rights. Now people are actually glorifying abortion as if it's great. Right. Love abortion. Yeah. I mean, we have Letitia James actually said that.
Unbelievable.
So proud of her abortion. I mean, what planet is she on? Who's proud of it? You know, your view on it, whether it should be your decision, is the controversy. I think anybody was, I'm proud to have an abortion. So, I mean, that's how crazy this conversation has gotten, but it's not going away because one day after Donald Trump comes out and says, leave it up to the states, Arizona says, I got this, we're banning it.
Yeah.
So now Democrats or Kamala Harris is descending on Arizona and say that Donald Trump doesn't like women.
I think you're right. It's not going away. And now you have the Biden administration, a story that I read this morning. They're pulling the strings to change a headline in the USA Today about Trump's message. And like you said, you have the Arizona Supreme Court ruling upholding that law banning all abortions. Democrats want abortion front and center in this election year. The Republicans do not. And the Democrats probably really are going to get their way here. Meanwhile, speaking of the Democrats, the Biden White House continues to try to buy votes here with this student loan bailout stuff, Brian. I know Biden was in the swing state of Wisconsin announcing his new plan. I mean, he's basically just snubbing his nose at the Supreme Court here. Why should you and I be forced to be on the hook for somebody else's debt? That's what I want to know.
Right. He acts like he's a hero. He doesn't understand the downside. You know, they don't, like, I'm going to raise minimum wage, but I don't, but excuse me, they're automating McDonald's now.
Yeah.
I'm going to raise minimum wage, and now it's $20 for a burger.
Right.
So they don't look at it. Look at what I did for the working person. Well, a lot of them just got fired, and a lot of places got closed down. So now people do the same thing when it comes to student loans. Wow, I guess I helped those 24 to 34-year-olds, but the 40-year-olds that paid their bills, and the ones that decide not to go to college or get this, got a lot of people got accepted to great colleges, but they can't afford it. So if you got accepted to Tufts, yeah, and you didn't get a $70,000 scholarship, you still owe, and you owe 20 if you got it. And without it, you owe $93,000. So if I go do that, is it right that you pay my loan back after 4 years?
Yeah.
Well, of course not. No, what happens is people make choices every day. I'd love a new car. I can't afford it, so I'm not going to get it. I'm going to get a new car because you're going to forgive my loan. No, that's not the way it works. And you know what? And I would feel so guilty if someone just told me, I got a letter in the mail, they got to forgive all your loans. I'm like, yeah, really? I'm supposed to vote for that person?
Right.
I feel so – I would – a lot of people out there say, you know, I'll digest this. Michigan is worth it. It's $77,000, but I need that. You know, it's got the best, I guess, business or theater, whatever they're known for. I think theater is one of them. A lot of famous people came from there. All right, you want to do that? We got to get a summer job. You got to find a way to earn your scholarship. You got to know there's going to be a parental loan. There's going to be a student loan. And at the end of it, this is what your payment's going to be. Is it worth it for you? Now it just blew up the deal.
Well, look, I mean, back in the day in college, I got my share of Pell Grants along the way, but I also got student loans. It took me about 10 years, but I paid them off. I guess there is no such thing as personal responsibility.
Did you have a parent loan, too? There's a parent loan, too, now.
No, I did not get that, no.
Well, good. That adds to less guilt.
Yeah.
But now what happens is, hey, good news, I can get you in. If you take out this parent loan, you can now pay the tuition. And then people think, you know, I'm going to do it. I want my kid's dream. And I understand parents want to do that. But now it's everyone's nightmare. I think he's going to hurt more people. He's going to lose more votes than he's going to get.
But here you have Joe Biden. I'm reading this morning here, Brian, this Reuters Ipsos poll saying that Biden leads Trump right now 41-37. I'm dumbfounded. Like, I get it, in a way, Trump coalesces the Democrats like nobody else can. But man, I mean, they'd rather have a zombie in the White House till he's 85 years old. And by the way, he's about 95 cents short of a buck right now. Like, I'm absolutely dumbfounded by these numbers.
Well, I mean, the national polls only mean so much. It's the battleground states,
sure,
and it's going to be a battle. You know, it's going to be every day. You got to win every day. And I think that when, if you look at overseas, the way Joe Biden's abandoning in Israel, he's struggling to get any aid for Ukraine. He cannot persuade. He has no battle plan overseas. David Cameron went to see the former president yesterday. Right now, he's in the point where the RNC is being rebuilt, and right now they have half as much money as Biden. He'll close the gap with a big fundraiser today. I would not get caught up in that, but it just is indication how close it is.
Mm-hmm.
So what Trump has got to do is, and I used this analogy, I think, with you last week, not be Phil Mickelson and try to go on to get on the green off the tee. He just got to keep it on the fairway.
All right, Brian, before I let you go here, I have to ask you about this NPR story that's blowing up. National Public Radio is the left-wing propaganda factory and has lost America's trust. So says this NPR employee. He might be a former employee before long. Uri Berliner is his name. Been there for 25 years. He is saying that NPR went from a liberal bias to one that would make Pravda seem even-handed. It's something that we already knew, but I guess it's news that an employee has come out and saying the quiet part out loud. So what do you make of this NPR expose here?
The laptop was real. The Russia investigation was phony. Adam Schiff should never be depended on. There was some legitimate problems with what Anthony Fauci was reporting. We've been saying this, and our veins have been popping out of our neck, that no one was acknowledging the mistakes everybody's made. And now you have the editor of NPR saying that there's really forbidding bias at that publicly owned company that has such influence around the country.
Thanks to Brian Kilmeade for the chat here on the Inez Says podcast today. That's going to wrap it up. Join me on the radio every weekday morning, Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.